On Sunday, President Trump named Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute as a member of a new public-private effort to provide computing resources in the fight against COVID-19. Organizations across the healthcare industry are using AI and data analytics to track and control the impact of COVID-19. RPI in Troy is offering the research community access to AMOS, its Artificial Intelligence Multiprocessing Optimized System, which RPI's Vice President for Information Services and Technology, John Kolb, says has amazing computational capabilities.
AMOS is the most powerful supercomputer in a university, a U.S. university. It's rated at about 8, what they call petaflops, or 8 quadrillion calculations per second. And to put that in perspective, and this is really one of the things you have to bring to bear first, is really just immense computation, is that's a million calculations per person in the world per second. So if you're going to model something like a pandemic that's affecting the entire world's population, having something that can do those types of calculations is really important.
Kolb says AMOS, located at the Rensselaer Center for Computational Innovations, can process large amounts of data about the virus very quickly.
And so all of these things require very complex understanding and modeling folded in with all the data that we can have. And so this is very important in terms of what kinds of interventions may work, be they antiviral interventions or other pharmacological interventions, or whether it's a vaccine that needs to be developed, clearly. And so that's kind of where we are, as well as understanding who really is vulnerable.
RPI President Shirley Jackson adds, epidemiological data can uncover a lot about how COVID-19 moves through populations, understanding which populations are most at risk, along with how many people die, and for survivors, the quantity and quality of recovery.
How do you really protect people? And because at some point, one wants the economy to get going again. And we've got to have those answers. And, you know, and this has to go on while we're even in the middle of what we're doing and where our healthcare workers are doing heroic things. Our researchers are working just as furiously to help here and to come up with effective intervention strategies.
Jackson expects faculty, staff, and graduates all will have roles in working on the pandemic. Kolb says creative minds, both at RPI and nationwide, will be put to the test, modeling the disease, its spread, analyzing its blooms and hotspots, and working on a vaccine.
Is it possible to repurpose other drugs, and how do you do studies? Can we do studies that simulate those actual studies rather than, you know, having to do them with people, or can we take ones that are done with people and cross-correlate and so on? So I think there's a lot of creative things that researchers could bring to the table, and how do we help enable that?
In December 2019, RPI launched AMOS for use by public and private industry partners across New York State. There's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.